Howdy, people. Hi, Nana. How are you?
I'm good, Tain. How are you doing?
I'm good. Preparing for yet another snowstorm. It's so cold here. And all the trucks with the salts are already on standby. So it's like it's happening.
Thoughts and prayers.
Thank you. I mean, it's not so bad. It's just more, it sets the ambience just to do more Netflix and chilling.
Yes. All I do is watching Netflix. I don't know about the chilling, but okay.
But we are on episode 7 of And Just Like That, and this was titled Sex and the Widow. I can't believe we're in 7.
Yes, I can.
It's flying by so fast, but I'm not complaining. I actually did like this episode. There was a sweetness to it, I don't know, that I liked.
Okay, all right. It said, don't yuck other people's yum, right? That's all I'll say on that. So.
Well, I mean, let's get into the episode. The episode starts with us watching a view of Carrie writing at her window as the seasons changed and the wistful music was playing. And then I realized, Nana, like, the show also, has just never talked about how it must have felt for Carrie going from being so broke to now being a rich bitch.
Yeah. Like, I know we've complained before, but this revival, I just feel like there's so many roots or highlights they could have, like, shown or paths they've chosen to go down. And that would have been way more interesting than what we're getting now. And we just didn't. Because Carrie seems like such a responsible human being now. And I always wonder, like, how did she get here? Because when we see her dating Big in the regular show, she still wasn't responsible then. So how is she now like a proper adult and a responsible human being? And we just don't see any of that or any mention of that. Like how this is a woman who, in our regular recap, she's charging tomatoes to her credit card. And now... she's a responsible adult. I feel like that would have been like the nice thing to see, but clearly that's not what they're here for.
So playing devil's advocate, is it fair that maybe, because I don't remember this was addressed maybe in the 2 movies?
Because I don't remember the movies like, very well, you know.
That's kind of the bridge between the show and the movies weren't very good. I don't remember specifics of what happened. I remember certain things, but just maybe when we get to that point, because we are going to watch the movies, right, Nana?
Yeah, we sure are. Do you know, I remember like in the first one thinking, which was the Abu Dhabi one? That was a really bad one. Was that 2 or 1? 2, right?
I think that was 2 because she was married. Because I recall her meeting up with Aiden. And she's already married. So I think Abu Dhabi was 2.
I've seen both movies quite a few times. And I don't know why. I just don't remember anything. I don't know.
It's terrible.
My brain is full of marbles.
Maybe that's the bridge, but I don't know. But that's why I said either the show or we just never talked about it. But it's like, again, watching side by side, watching Carrie being broke and not being able to afford tomatoes, and now her being a rich bitch is a contrast. So, anyway, they show all this. They show all this with the season change, which in my life is 1 year, but they still don't tell us how much time they flash forwarded until towards the end of the episode to me.
Wait, okay. I was a bit confused because I was going to say something like, it looked like they were cycling through seasons, right? With all the different precipitation outside our window. But then when we start chatting to Miranda, she says it's been 3 months since she sent Shay a text. Yes. And I was just like, do you think we're dumb? And this literally happens at 3 minutes later. We can keep count. Like, what's going on?
Oh, I didn't even clock that because I kept asking for the time. I didn't get a time from Miranda until she meets up with Shay and she says, I sent you a text 3 months ago.
Because remember when she's walking with Carrie, she says, what's the expiration date on an unanswered text message? And Carrie says 3 hours. And Miranda said, what about 3 months? That's when I clocked that they meant she texted her 3 months ago and she hadn't responded.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. I didn't call
and then I guess she mentions it again at the end.
Okay.
Yeah, I didn't when call they meet.
At that time. But yeah, so I'm like, how did we cycle through snow, winter, fall, autumn in 3 months, guys? Yes.
Not I have quite the same sure. thought. I'm like, you people think we're dumb, don't you?
So I thought it was funny because, I mean, I guess Carrie wrote a book and two things were like, so is Samantha going to come back? Like, is she going to offer her a peace offering since this is the reason she left? But also when she meets with her editor, I'm like, this show is so meta because are we talking about her book or are we kind of also talking about the show? Because this show is so dark and your listeners, your readers need hope. Like, we need hope. We need to see you dating because that's what we know you for. So I'm like, oh my God, this is so confusing.
Yep. It's life imitating art. Because it was so funny because the editor, when she was giving her notes, I'm like, yeah, I can see this being like a real note in the publishing world. I actually think her book would do well if it was like pretend it was real. But yeah, there would definitely have an uplifting note at the end. And we're also asking for the same thing, aren't we?
Yeah. I didn't think that her note was crazy. I didn't think she was entirely wrong. Like, I mean, she didn't have to date to fall in love, just date for the experience and exactly. put that sliver in there. Because at the end of the day, everything is a corporation and they're in the business to make money and everyone just needs hope.
Yep.
We're every now and then. And
no one wants to be confronted with the bleakness of life, fam. No.
I think what was annoying to me is like, I don't understand why stylists think that the only way to style a woman that's not a size 2 is by throwing a belt on her, whether it makes sense or whether it doesn't. So they kept throwing a belt on her editor or agent. I don't know what she was.
Who she was, and yeah,
it just wasn't a flattering look, especially when she sat down and the belt was riding all the way up. And I'm like, I noticed that. I know they don't consider Miranda like a size 2 or whatever, even though she's not fat by any means in my eyes, but they always throw a belt on her. And I noticed
Tell
that
us like, all off, this time.
off show, like Kelly Clarkson, every time on The Voice, it's like different belts of different variation and sizes. And I'm like, is this the solution for everyone that's not thin?
Yes. Yes, that is 100% what's going on. That is their solution.
So
and it's sad to see. Sad to see. Can we talk about Naya? So why is she always telling Miranda all her business?
More important questions is, why was she and her husband dressed like they were in season 2 of A Different World?
The gold jacket on her husband had me rolling. I was like, oh,
like,
Lord.
What? Before we deviate, Nana, I have to say something that I discovered.
Okay.
So, you probably already know this, but her husband's face was bugging me. That was like, where do I know him from? Like, I know him or whatever. And it was from, for me, the Marvelous Miss Maisel. He was Shy Baldwin on there. So I was looking him up and talking about it. And then I find out that he's British.
Wait, is
it? Guys, listeners, let me give you a background. And why Nana is tickled and cackling. I have a pet peeve. Nana's one of my closest friends. Yeah, she's British. She has a British accent. But in real life, why? Does Hollywood want to foist British people on us? If you notice, anything you're watching, it could be a TV show, it could be a movie. Apparently, there was a memo that went out where we have to have at least one British person on the show. So now all I do is pick out, or Nana points it out for me because she knows it annoys me, people that are British on there just because. Sometimes they have the accent and they don't even give us an explanation. Like, why are you here for many years and we don't know why you're just, where's your visa? What is your immigration status? I don't know. And sometimes they're just doing a really good American accent that I had no idea. Like, so I was so shocked. I went to go play a video. I was like, is it that he was born in the UK and he's just, no, he's full on, you know, British.
Guys, I'm sorry, but like, I actually have real tears in my eyes.
So,
I have real tears in my eyes because Tane has been, like, Tane is the US version of Priti Patel. So it's like, get them out. Get the Brits out of the entertainment industry. She's always like, why is there a secret Brit in every single show? And there really is a secret Brit in every single show.
I dare you guys, watch something and just find out that, and they do American accents, not all of them do well, but for the most part they do. They do it so well that you have no idea. For those of you that watch Grey's Anatomy, a lot of people were shocked that Joe was actually, she's British, like full on with a British accent, because they just infiltrate. They're infiltrating the acting system.
You and Samuel L. Jackson are going to be waiting for them. Our border control. Get them out.
But yeah. Yeah. He's British.
No, I did not know, actually. Thank you. You've made my day. That is so funny. I'm sorry.
There it was. But anyways, back to your question. Why is she always telling her business? Because they have to find a way to put them together, and it's like the most random ways. And again, I'm still asking for my, you know, my spinoff.
Yeah. I just feel like it's so cheeky because this is like a proper storyline. It's serious business. Whether I'm still kind of uncertain about whether she actually wants kids or doesn't, it kind of seems like she doesn't. This like deserves real attention and proper writing. Not as a random side story because you want to show, oh, we're diverse now. They should have just kept it. It's fine. Let us watch, well, I was going to say these three white women in New York, the three white women in New York in peace. We didn't need it. I just don't understand the point of giving us tiny bits if you're not even going to follow through. I just don't want it at all.
It doesn't fit in the show. Like, if you were going to make them friends, I don't know why she had to be a professor. Why not make her a friend that you met at the gym or something? And then there's and then make the storyline confiding in her about the dissatisfaction in your marriage and talking about Steve, and then maybe she giving either the same point of view or giving the opposite point of view. Because I mean, the thing with Naya and Andre is they are in lust with each other.
Yeah.
So it could be maybe you're friends with her and you see that and you realize like, oh man, I need to do a change in my marriage. But using the IVF as a storyline, there's a disconnect.
Thank you. Because it's not serving anything. I don't understand. Like, why are we here? Why are we here? I don't get it. And we haven't even seen Miranda in class since episode 3. So I feel like, what was the point of them telling us she was going back to school? I feel like that would be of a bigger factor in her life than what they've shown us, you know?
Yeah.
I don't know. So, just loose threads all over the place.
I think that, you know, Steve comes over and they get introduced and all that good stuff. And I feel so validated because the first episode we talked about how I don't know why Steve was slurring his speech or anything. Mm-hmm. So I felt validated because there was a story that came out, like, not a story, but like it was a podcast that put it and as a post on Instagram saying like he doesn't understand why they are giving Steve's character like he has a neurological disease. And you do it. But it's just like they're making him seem like Steve doesn't have his wits about him. Let me put it that way. Like, and I don't understand it because, again, if I was Miranda and that was me introducing someone to the first time, I'd be embarrassed. I'm not going to lie. Mm-hmm.
And then, you know what I even thought was weird? Her shouting down the phone at him, trying to give him directions, like, can you hear me? If your husband's losing his hearing, just text him where you are. Like, you guys would have adjusted to this. I don't understand what is going on here. Okay. I don't know if you saw it, like, on our Instagram. Someone was mentioning how they think Miranda has never been in love with Steve. And I thought it was such a good point because I think I agree with them. Did you see it?
I think it was a good, of course. Yes, I did. Shout out to Sweet Irene XOXOXO because her point of view is that, and she's known this, she's been ahead of her time since season 2 of Sex and the City, was that Miranda has never really been in love with Steve. She's never been proud of Steve. She's never admired him and never was fully in passion with him, but she comfortably settled into a routine with him because he felt comfortable to her. Like, he felt safe, he's cozy, and then he's her friend. But she was always a little bit ashamed of his dumb jokes and looked down on him, that he was just not the kind of guy that she pictured herself with, a fierce New York lawyer, and she settled for him. That actually, her surprise is just that it took this long to cheat. I 90% agree. I agree with all of that, but I also don't know if it's because I have blinders. Because Nana, you have said stuff like that.
Yeah, when they I was going to think we've talked about this, haven't we?
Yes.
Yeah, I think when they first dated, I'm trying to remember that episode. Remember when they break up and then they meet and they're chatting and then they get a pizza or something?
Yes.
And we said like, yeah, like, I don't know. I feel like that's not a marriage that I... Do you know what my issue is? I feel like with the problems we're seeing in this revival that are clearly in their marriage and have been there for years, why are they still together then? Miranda doesn't strike me as the kind of person who would just be there for the sake of it.
Okay, so to finish my thought, like 90% agree with the fact that maybe she looked down on him and, you know, this is not who she envisioned. Definitely this is not who she saw herself with. But I'm thinking, like, going as the season's along, I'm thinking, like, maybe I had blinders because I like Steve. I like Steve for Miranda. Yes, she wanted a high-powered person or whatever. I don't know that maybe a high-powered person could put up with Miranda's moods and Miranda's temperament and Miranda's personality in general. You like two high-powered people together, I don't know that it would have worked. So I thought
when you say high power, do you mean career wise or just personality wise?
Yes, just referring to career wise, referring to what Irene said, like she always saw herself with a successful, fierce New York lawyer. That's what I mean by high powered. So that doesn't necessarily mean that it will work, because you'd both be working, two of you would be high strung. Steve was chill, and I think he complimented Miranda. I can agree that maybe the word she wasn't passionately with him. I do think that she looked down on him, but it worked. It sounds clinical, but it worked. I don't know. To me, I thought they had good sex, but maybe my memory is failing me or whatever. But I just think...
Steve didn't seem to have any... No, she never had any complaints about sex with Steve in the regular show. Yeah.
So I think it could have gone either way. Like, let me put it this way. I agree that she looked down on him and this is not who she envisioned spending the rest of her life with. But again, there's a difference between what we want and what we need.
Yeah. Do you know what? Why I'm torn? I keep thinking, okay, say there was like a blue collar worker like Luke from Gilmore Girls, who I feel like... It's not even the career that's bothering me so much. It's someone that she can't dominate, I think, is what I'm thinking of in my head. So that's why I specifically asked when you said high powered, whether you meant career or like personality wise. Mm-hmm. But I feel like the fact that Miranda can steamroll Steve, apparently now. So it's almost like she's just his mother. Whilst in the show, we sometimes got Steve given a bit of pushback, but we don't get that at all anymore. At all. So it's just like he's just another one of her children.
But I don't think necessarily, like, again, like, it's a Steve thing. It could have been insert any other guy. Is this what usually, I mean, we've heard stories. Again, this is where I say we're not equipped or we haven't had that life experience yet. After many years, after many experiences, after whatever, you could lose your passion for whoever. It's not necessarily just a Steve thing.
Yeah.
So that's where, you know, it's just kind of torn. But where I said I might have blinders is like, yes, this may not be who we saw Miranda with, but it could be, you know, how we're always complaining about how the writers hate Miranda. And maybe they just gave her Steve and gave her a bartender and not let her. I mean, how come Carrie got to get her big shot, you know, powered person? Charlotte got to get her lawyer and everything. And they gave Miranda a bartender. Again, nothing wrong with a bartender, but I just mean like in terms of being equally yoked, for lack of a better word, career-wise, it's not equal, any which way you look at it. So that's what I mean, was like, it could be another situation about that, or you could spin it and say she got what she needed. Who knows? But yeah, yeah. Wow, we spent an entirely long time talking about
her. I'm sorry, but that's what jumped out the most to me in this episode, because I didn't understand why they were still together. And then we got flipping Tay again, and I was just like, oh, just shoot me now. Oh, every time I see this person, I was just like, I'm not interested in the storyline. Sorry.
I'm just kind of over the obsession for them to always be a quartet, because they're having lunch and somehow Seema is just sitting there. She didn't appear in anything else and just sat there for the lunch.
And but I'm say I'll take Seema over Anthony.
No, I understand that. Like, we've said it on the show before how Seema is like the most organic and she's fitting very perfectly. But I'm just like, it's okay if three of them have lunch. Like,
100%.
I would feel some type of way. Like, I'm having lunch, like, three of my friends that I've known for years, and this newbie who is her realtor. I mean, they're friends now. Sometimes you want to talk about things without a new person. Yes, Carrie has a good relationship with her. Doesn't mean I'm comfortable with the person, but it seems like every event now we gotta get a fourth person to fill it out.
Yep. And sometimes you're just looking forward to just meeting up with your friends, and then they'll bring someone and no one knew they were coming.
Yeah.
And it's not even like you dislike the person, you're fine with the person, but you're just, you kind of have to edit what you freely talk 100%. About, like you're saying. Yeah. I don't know.
So I enjoyed Miranda and Carrie's walk, talk.
Yes.
Again, their genuine friendship and just being honest with each other. Mm-hmm. It's a blessing, like, when you're just that comfortable and you're just saying what you need to say without editing yourself. So I like
that. Well, it's so funny because when they were all out to eat, I was like, oh, Miranda looks really nice. I like that blue on her. And then we got the shot of her and Carol. And I was like, oh, and then there goes the rest of the outfit. Because I was like, oh, they've made her look really nice. And I was like, oh, knew there had to be a sting in the tail somewhere. You see, she's still wearing her wig, by the way. I'm convinced it's a protective hairstyle because it doesn't make sense.
I mean, that's great. I didn't think it was possible for it to look worse, but it looked worse being curled. So, yeah.
They even had it tucked behind her ear, okay? There's no way you couldn't tell it's not her real hair, right?
I know.
Yes.
But speaking of, before we move on from the Steve and Miranda of it all, that whole encounter in the kitchen, trying to get it going, how feasible is it to think that Steve forgot how to finger?
Okay, thank you. I had that on my notes. I'm like, has Steve forgotten how to have sex all of a sudden? And are you telling me these two haven't addressed the fact that they haven't had sex in years? And he's just forgotten how to... Because the way it was handled was so weird to me. It would make more sense if you're telling me they hadn't had sex in like 6 months. That would make more sense to me. But apparently this has been going on for years. And it didn't make sense to me how that whole scene was handled in the grand context of what we're supposed to know about their relationship. Yeah, so I'm 100% there with you. Like, what? He's forgotten how to have sex? What? With a woman he's been with for years? Decades? I don't even know.
The whole thing was just ill to me because, you know, she goes, finger me. Because it's one thing to try to get sex from your husband and try to rekindle things, but to try to recreate your indiscretion?
Yes.
That's a tap it on the nose.
Yeah. She's behaving very badly, and we're letting her get away with it. Because however you slice it, this woman's cheating on her husband. She really is, so. Because Che's back. And I just want to say, I don't want to hear Miranda panting again. I feel like every time she's around Che, all we hear is panting. And enough is enough. Put my foot down.
Oh, God. They did not do Miranda right in this. This is one of the times I need to make time, and I said I would. Because we had one of our listeners tell us about a podcast that dissects and goes through the whole process of writing and the ideas and storylines that they shut down. I would really like to see what the thought process for this is.
Yeah.
the whole Miranda, and I get it. I get where they're coming from. Miranda, of course, is always the example because God forbid they're not going to use Charlotte as an example. But you know, you've been married many years. You're not satisfied. You're looking for, you know, what is the line between appreciating what you have and going out to get more? But she's just going about it the wrong way. That it's just like, how? Yeah. But the bumbling again. They're making her like a little girl with Shay. How you gonna tell Shay I love you? You've only known her allegedly 3 months.
Yep. And these are like grown ass women. They're not kids. Grown ass women. Yep.
So
go ahead, I'm sorry.
No, I was just like, so I don't know. I'm not buying. It's not, again, maybe it is plausible. Who knows? Like, everyone's experiences are different, but it's just hard for me to believe. Again, we kind of grew up with Miranda. Like, to think that she's now reverse getting sense.
it doesn't make sense. Like, Miranda's been 100% shafted in this revival. 100%. You made her an borderline alcoholic. She's cheating on her husband. Doesn't know what she wants. Like, I don't know. I don't like what they've done to her. Because everyone else seems to be thriving. Even Carrie, who's lost her husband, you know? She's working through it. And it's like, they've given all the bad storylines. Let's all give it to one person. So, I don't get it. Yeah. I don't get it. Yeah.
I mean,
the whole Cynthia Nixon. No, go ahead.
Good on Cynthia Nixon still showing her boobs, though, at 55. Yes. Nilly did too.
Yes, I saw that too. They still look good, so why not? Why not? Yeah. The whole Charlotte and Harry storyline I thought was a bit pointless in LTW. I don't know if you had any thoughts on that, but I was like,
okay, I do. All right. So my first thought was, this is the first one where I could kind of see the LTW connection or friendship or whatever. Okay, I can kind of see it. When they first had the argument about the sorry and she was saying, I'm not going to say sorry or whatever, I'm like, this is a very bizarre argument. Like, the least you could do is apologize for knocking him down, whether it was an accident or whether it was not. But then when they met up again at the benefit and he brought up the fact that, oh, you haven't said sorry. And he was like, it just seems silly to me that you won't and you wouldn't let it go. I appreciated it. Because I saw somewhere marriage is having the same argument over and over and over again. And I could relate.
Yeah.
So then I was like, you know what? It's not silly. And that's what's making me give thought to the whole Miranda thing. Because I'm just like, we're not married for, how many years have they been together now? Like 25 years or something? And having whatever it is and having a husband that can't hear or apparently doesn't know how to do anything anymore and stuff. So I don't know what that phase of life is. But with this, I can totally see someone saying, like, this was stupid. Because even I'm married and my first thought was, like, this is so stupid. Like, just say sorry, just so whatever. But as they came along with the storyline and then we saw LTW argue with her husband too. And I was just like, this is pretty much how most fights are. Like, just,
yeah.
And you've been with
you get stuck on the small things, right?
Yes. And you've been together and all that kind of stuff. And this is like, great. Now they think we're that, whatever. Because everyone knows that everyone fights and everyone has that. But still, I'm not going to serve it to you on a platter. So,
it was just silly, a bit of comic relief.
Yes, I could
appreciate it. But I wasn't laughing.
I think the best thing they've done for Charlotte is they've kept her on brand. There's nothing that has been like, oh, I can't relate. And I don't know if that means she didn't grow, because I do think she's grown, but it's on brand. So it's true to her.
And what I like is that there's no air of apology for how she is. Do you know what I mean?
Yes.
I like that. This is who she is. And it's okay. We're all different people. That's just, she may not be my kind of person, but that's just who she is. She's living her life. Her life is progressing. She's got issues with her kids, her husband. But I like it. I feel like she's settled into herself. She knows who she is. She's not going to be shaken for that. And she doesn't apologize for being, you know, yes, everything is on the calendar. Yes, exactly. This is just who she is. And I like that. I like that. Yeah, there's no apology. So it's nice to see. If only other characters could be given that same air of competence and this is who I am, suck it up. But yeah.
Is it just me, or do you find that Kristen Davis sometimes sounds like she's slurring?
Yes.
Okay.
It's not just you. Okay. And I even think, I don't know if it was the lip fillers, but in this episode, some scenes, it sounded like she had a lisp, which she hadn't had before. And I was like, oh, where's this coming from? And I don't know if it's the new lips. Well, I don't know how new they are. I don't know if it's the lips or... Yeah, but there were some scenes that it sounded like she was slurring. I definitely heard that. Yeah.
I think it's like maybe the order in which they shot this show or whatever. Yeah, because honestly, the combination of... You know what makes Miranda's hair worse? The combination of her eyebrows and the wig. It's like a huge mismatch on there that's not working. But yeah, let's move on to Carrie, though.
I was going to say it was really nice to see her laughing until the vomit started happening.
She finally gets to go on a date.
Yes.
This is so terrible of me, but at first I was like, where do we know this guy from? I know him, but he's not or whatever, but it's John Tenney. I don't know how I forgot that.
Who's that? Do I know who that is?
You would. I'm trying to see. He does a lot of, not niche. He's a comedian.
How do you spell Tenney? John Tenney.
T-E-N-N-E-Y.
Right, okay.
Yeah, he's best known for like TV. Yeah.
Yes, I do know him.
He just looks like a completely different person, older.
Yes, he looks very different. I've seen him in a lot of things. Wow.
Yes, he's like a huge TV person. So I thought he was a nice choice for her to go on a date with. But it also made me a little bit, I had a little bit of dread because I'm like, it made me sober for a minute. I'm like, is this a phase of our lives that we're going to look forward to, but that might happen where you go on a date and you're asking what killed your spouse? Like,
Yes. It's depressing, but yes, I do think, yeah. Sorry to be, you know, grim, but yes, I do think it is what it, yeah.
Oh, no.
I feel I was, sorry to like get even like grimmer. I was talking to a friend of mine just yesterday. And we're talking about how so many people we know in the last few months have passed away. Like our friends, whether it's parents or uncles. I was just like, is it just me or is it just coming thick and fast one after the other? And then we both were talking, we're like, I just feel like this is our age now. This is when things like this stops being a one-off and it's becoming more and more common. And it's sad and depressing, and it is because we're getting older and it's part of life now. So I am with you that, yeah, we probably will get to that stage where,
yeah, that's sobering. Because, yeah, we are at that age. Like, I feel like now it's counting down to, there was a time in my life where all my friends had like their parents, but now I have friends who don't have either parents. Yes. So, yeah.
It's very sobering. High-key depressing. Sorry, guys. Okay.
Going on to the retching. That was too much. Too much.
I really hate seeing people throw up, I have to say.
Yeah, this happened to me before. I was out. Someone said throwing up. I said throwing up. Then it was like a chain effect, a domino effect. And it was like, I can't. But anyways, back to the benefit. I mean, again, they had to make it a foursome. So Anthony was there. So,
go ahead.
No, I was like, I don't think anything really major. We've talked about Charlotte and all that, but I don't think anything major happened except like the bidding for Carrie. And I mean, you already kind of knew that he was gonna bid on her. It was kind of embarrassing, but honestly, but Sarah Jessica Parker looks fantastic. Her body is.
She looked great. Great, especially in that white dress.
Yes.
She looked good every single scene. But yes, especially in that white dress. Her hair as well looked fantastic.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. So, I'm interested in seeing. I don't know. I wish it wasn't 3 months. But I'm looking forward to seeing her dating. And I really need to make it a point to see if I can find any back behind the scenes knowledge on how they shot the show, because there seems to be a disconnect that's coming through.
Yeah.
yeah. with how they shot the show, but I'm excited.
I have a question for you. I've forgotten his name, the teacher, her date. How yeah. did he end up at the benefit?
Were we told that? I don't think we were told. It was just fate. The same way she kept running into Big in the beginning. Mm-hmm. He just happened.
It doesn't seem like they're running the same circles, you know?
Yeah. Well, he's a teacher.
Yeah.
And LCW and Charlotte are holding it for the kids.
Okay, I guess that makes sense. So, he's probably a private school teacher.
Yeah. I thought it was a professor. Maybe, I don't know. I don't know what he teaches. But anyway, educational circles, let's put it that way.
Yes, okay, so, that makes sense in my head now. Because I was a bit like, why is he here? But okay, yeah, it makes sense.
Yeah.
But yeah.
Before we round up, I have two things. I think $10 million for each of them to star in this show is very excessive. Not a goddamn movie. Why are we getting $10
million? I don't understand why we got this at all, but you guys... tired of saying it ad nauseum, but yes, it's a hell of a lot of money. Like, a lot of money. I just have a horrible feeling that we're going to get a season two. I just really do.
Well, I mean, the other thing I was going to say was, like, why I'm really interested in seeing how this show was shot. When I was trying to figure out who John Tenney was, there mm-hmm. is a picture of him with Carrie in her Diwali outfit.
Oh.
But that didn't make the show. And then I tried to find everything I could. Like, was he supposed to be on that episode? Is that where we're supposed to meet him? What is the connection? All that. I could not find anything. I will keep trying. But now I'm now even all the way curious to figure out what was supposed to be the original plan. Like,
now I'm also very interested. Yeah.
If you, I don't know what I typed in, but there is a picture because that's when it came out that, oh, John Tenney is going to be her new love interest. And they showed a picture of her in the Diwali outfit and him, and they were walking on the street. So.
Huh. Interesting. Unless they shot both scenes and no, that doesn't make sense. Interesting. I'd really love to see what they cut out if this is what they're giving us. So
anyway. Yeah. And it might have the answer to Miranda's wig. Because I keep feeling like, did they reshoot things because of Stanford? Like, if they built stories around him and then they had to make things make sense and they were cutting and pacing and stuff, with that, I don't know.
But see, that's what I thought it was. But we haven't seen Miranda's real hair since episode one, right? Well, one and two.
Yeah.
When they put together. She's been wearing a wig for quite a while now.
Yeah.
I don't know what is going on. There's a lot about this show that doesn't make sense. Yes, I see the picture of them walking along. In her outfit. Interesting. But yeah, that was, I mean, I didn't hate it, but again, I didn't love it. I'm sorry, this is just there for me. It's just there.
Okay.
Did you have any other thoughts about the episode?
No, that's it.
Okay, can you please tell the people where they can find us?
Yes, guys, you can reach out to us on the Rewatch Times 2, TheRewatchX2 handle on Instagram, handle on Twitter, and if you want to send us an email, just add@gmail.com.
And once again, I ask you guys to please, please, please give us a 5-star rating wherever you listen to podcasts. We'd really, really, really appreciate it. Thank you guys again for joining us, and we'll see you next time. Bye.
Bye.